试卷七，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1 is about teenagers and advertising. Teenagers are interested in how much an item will cost. They are interested in whether they are getting solid value for their dollars. They want to know what service they can expect after buying the product. Advertisers let you know this. Probably the most effective appeal to teenagers is the appeal to their emotions of love and fear. Sales of cosmetics to teenagers approach $1 billion each year. Ads show how using a particular hairspray will make girls and boys more attractive to each other. Almost any product can use this appeal. Ads tell you that you will be more attractive if you eat, chew, drink, wear, or use any one of hundreds of different products. Then, of course, there are those ads that warn of bad health, perspiration stains, or body odor. Passage 2 is about Scotland. A lot of people think that Scotland is a part of England, but as any Scotsman will tell you, it certainly is not. In fact, until the 18th century, Scotland was an independent country with a parliament of its own. The English had tried many times over many centuries to bring Scotland under their rule. They succeeded at last in 1707, and some Scots have never forgiven them. Scotland is now governed from London, but in some ways it is still a separate nation. It has its own capital city, Edinburgh, its own law, and its own stamps. It even has a language of its own, spoken now by only a few people in the islands. In some ways, southern Scotland is like England, with its good farmland and low green hills. But in central and northern Scotland, there are high mountains and deep valleys, fast rivers, and cold lakes.